Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here, but right now we turn our attention to what's going on in D.C. Professor David Yaloff, professor and department head for political science at UConn, is with us. David, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Hey, Ray. Hey, Joe.
Thanks for being with us. So yesterday we had articles of impeachment by Nancy Pelosi and people up in D.C. What did you make of the articles? Are they impeachable offenses in your opinion?
Well, if proven, they clearly would fit the definition of high crime and misdemeanor. Bribery was something that was specifically mentioned in the Constitution, so it's hard to argue that that wouldn't constitute a high crime and misdemeanor. But as I've told you guys before, ultimately this is a political sanction.
Of course.
And so whatever gets 218 votes, that is what is impeachable.
Well, so David, as you took a look at those things, Doc, did you see that the whole extortion, whatever it was, that one charge you just mentioned, that was proven? I didn't think it was actually included. It was what was included in those two articles?
Well, they did make a definite decision not to bring the Mueller affair into these particular two articles. I know that they discussed this to great length, and ultimately the decision was made that an obstruction of Congress and an abuse of power was kind of the cleanest way to go. I think they remembered that in Nixon's case, an article was brought on contempt of Congress, and that didn't get quite as many votes, possibly because a lot of people thought it's okay to show contempt for Congress. But
yeah,
obstruction,
like me,
is obviously a different thing.
We'd be off the air.
Now, they say that the Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance that harmed the House's constitutional rights. I have to be honest with you, I don't look at that as an impeachable offense.
Well, again, I think that what is impeachable is in the minds of the Democrats. I think they felt that after what happened with Mueller and how it kind of fizzled out, based on his testimony and everything else, that if they didn't do something, if they didn't bring these charges, they were inviting the president to keep going with these kinds of activities. And I do think, Joe, the timing is so important.
Right.
Immediately after the Mueller testimony kind of fizzled out, that's when most of these activities took place. So that's very much in their mind.
Let's talk for a minute. We're talking to David Yaloff, who is the chair of the Department of Political Science, also a known constitutional scholar. I was going back into history because this only happened, well, if this goes through, it'll be four times. But I'm looking back at Andrew Johnson. And he was brought up on, I think it was 11 charges, okay, and 11 counts, so to speak. But the number one thing had to do, I think, with personnel, in that he wanted to get rid of Stanton, Edwin Stanton. And the Senate had said, no, you can't do this, and he went ahead and did it. And Reconstruction, I don't want to get on into that because I'll get a headache. But, I mean, the point is, that was a personnel argument, was it not?
Well, there was a law, the Tenure of Office Act. Congress had passed that law specifically to stop Andrew Johnson from getting rid of the officials that he didn't want to have anymore in his administration.
Right.
We actually found out from the Supreme Court decades later in the 1920s that the president has a constitutional power to dismiss all executive officers at will, and he does not need permission from Congress. But at that time, Congress had laid the law down, and once he crossed that line, they felt they had to move forward. And so there are similarities between then and now.
Do you see any way that this does not get through the House and be sent to the Senate where the actual trial, quote-unquote, trial will take place?
Yeah, no, this is going to go through the House. This is going to be voted on a party line. I think the big question is, are there four or five endangered Democrats in Trump districts that he won in 2016? Are they going to ask Nancy Pelosi for permission to cross the line? But it's going to pass relatively easily by a party line vote, and I think the same thing's going to happen in the Senate the other way. He's going to be acquitted of the charges, again, by a party line vote. That's
right,
the way
because unless something comes out before the Senate takes the matter up, There's no way that the Senate is gonna vote for impeachment. And that and again, we've talked about this, David. This will empower the president's base even more.
It already is, Joe. There's no question about it. I would even go a step further than you. I think even if something comes out, something that's, you know, they had not expected, that makes right. the president look even worse, you're going to be in a presidential election year. We have no precedent for this kind of impeachment inquiry during an actual election wow. year when the president is going before the voters. And my guess is even then they might say, look, let the people decide in November.
Is that part of the reason then why they brought these charges out so quickly?
I think there was a sense, actually, this time both Republicans and Democrats agree. I don't think either of the sides feel they benefit from having this extend into the summer when the conventions are taking place. I think both of them want to clear the field right now.
Oh, well, here's my question then. If the Democrats don't want it done during the during the convention time, then why bring it up?
You know, it's a great question. I confess not to having any kind of private conversations with Nancy Pelosi. I can tell you.
Well, come on, we expect that.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
You're connected, Mister.
David.
Come on.
I'm on my way right now. I'll go down there.
Could be here on the other line.
It's a great question, and I think the ultimate answer comes down to that timing. I think when the Mueller investigation fizzled out, the president, these actions that are being alleged are supposedly took place right after that. There was a sense of empowering the president to feel like he was above the law. That, I think, is what drives the Democrats forward here. And I don't think they have many regrets about it. But again, I think those senators who are running for president on the Democratic side are going to be stuck in a trial in January. They're already feeling a little bit of regret.
Of course, you know, the thing is, we do know if that transcript that was released of the phone call is accurate, plus you have a ton of, like, second, third-hand information. Was that phone call, was basically they said, okay, I'll give you the weapons if, in fact, you get something on Biden. My question would be why you do it, because I don't think he's going to get the nomination. But nevertheless, they do. So they have a lot of pressure, though, from their base. You know, Joe was just asking about Trump's guys. You take a look at, you know, I'm on Democratic Underground quite frequently. These guys are chomping at the bit. They want this guy hanged in public, you know. So there's a lot of pressure amongst their loyalists.
I think they're both feeling the pressure. And if this was a legal trial before a court, even if it was tried by a judge or a jury, I think you'd have a cross-examination of witnesses. We get down to legal elements. That's not happening here. This is a political process,
Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line.
All right. David, thanks for the insight. As always, we appreciate it. Professor David Yaloff from UConn.
Good guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.